Good morning, hello there, 28 minutes to 5, and it's time to introduce, back by popular demand, I demanded that Cindy get back on the program, and she said, all right, John, I will. Cindy Landolt, she's our personal trainer and fitness model as well. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, John, nice to hear you again.
You also. Now, life where you are is a bit cold and chilly there in Switzerland. What sort of a day are you facing today?
Today was actually the first day in about 2 to 3 weeks, I can't remember anymore, that it didn't snow at all. So it was dry for the first time in a long time.
Makes getting to the gym a little easier. Actually, talking of the gym, Cindy, we already have a question for you from Simon from the Facebook, and we welcome more, of course. And Simon says, Cindy, can you tell everyone, how do we know when we're training too much or too hard or taking too many supplements? I guess when we're pushing it too much, asks Simon.
Okay. Well, I guess you always, you have to train hard all the time. But a clear sign of you do too much is when you're not progressing. Your goal is, if you have a good training plan, a good setup of exercises, you should be able to improve or get better every week. And if you suddenly can't progress anymore, it's often a sign of overtraining. So you're doing too much, your body can't recover, so you can't progress.
So the simple answer is, I'm training too hard if I'm not actually improving. If I've hit a plateau, it's not that I'm lazy or I've got something wrong with me. I'm actually training too hard. So now, do I stop training? Do I reduce training? Do I have more days off?
No. I mean, it's quite a difficult question to answer like this, because we all hit plateaus at some point. Nobody's progressing all the time. We all hit the plateau at some time, at some point. And at that point, you have to readjust your training, or maybe you have to lower the weight again, give your body the chance to be in an area of weights and reps that it's used to, and then break through the plateau at some point. But if you don't progress for more than 2-3 weeks, then you clearly have to change something. It's not normal to not being able to improve at all over such a long time.
Do you have any rules, warning bells that fire off in your head when you need to stop and readdress how you're looking at a particular exercise, Cindy?
Not really, because I have my very strict plan that I'm following more or less for many years now, and I know how much my body needs to fully recover, for example, from the squat. I squat always on a Friday, and I know my legs are tired and sore for about 3 to 4 days, so I'm clearly not squatting anymore, or I'm not doing any leg exercise anymore until my legs are fully recovered, because I know as long as my legs are sore from lifting heavy, they need more time to grow and recover.
We were talking earlier this morning about fitting exercise into everything that you do in your day. Even the idea that standing contains more exercise than sitting. So, for instance, right now while I'm broadcasting to you, if I were to be standing, I'd probably be burning more calories and exercising my body. Do you understand and do you agree with that?
You mean like standing work or seated work, or in general like working out in a standing position or seated position?
Well, I guess really in all cases, but certainly just simply standing. For instance, if you're on the telephone, I understand that standing while you're making that phone call exercise your body to a healthier degree than maybe sitting while you make that phone call.
Yeah, that's probably right. The problem is, if I would stand and walk around whilst talking to you on the phone, I couldn't concentrate so well. But of course, I mean, it's in general a fact. Walk, and instead of taking the tram or the bus, take your bicycle if you go to the village shop instead of sitting in the car for 2 minutes. Of course, the more activity you can include in your day, the better it is for your body, the more calories you burn, of course.
Do you find there are particular exercises that are very effective for burning calories that might not be so effective for building muscle?
I mean, the more you walk around and you're active, this is not really building muscle. Building muscle, you have to go to the gym and lift weights in a certain range of reps. So you can't really compare these two. Oh,
I see. So these are just some of the
ideas.
Yeah, I guess so, because this is just some of what we need to understand when we're exercising, isn't it? There are those who say that they've gone through the life without exercising, and they do wonder, is it too late? Is there a point in your life where you just cannot get into it?
No, I think it's more like a question of motivation, or let's say, at some point, it's never too late to start working out. Of course not. It's always a good time to do something for your health and for your shape and for your well-being. But the training plan has to be adjusted to your health status, to your hobbies, to your goals, to whatever you need. Different people have different goals. And a young person that has to lose weight, for example, has probably got a different routine than an older person that starts working out because he or she should lose weight. So these are things we have to consider, but it's never too late to exercise.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. I've got an email here, and if you'd like to email Cindy, you can do it right now, john@6pr.com.au. Send the email and we'll read them out. This one's from Simon, and he asks, Cindy, which is better for a result, to exercise with machines or to exercise with free weights, please?
Both are really good. In general, I always recommend free weights, because you have to balance more. There is more muscle fibers working when you have to balance and hold free weights than when you sit in a machine. But again, it depends on, do you have a training partner? Then you should always pick free weights, because you have a spot that supports you. Do you train alone? You're probably better in a machine, because you can't push this to the very last repetition in a free weight, because you don't have anyone helping you going through the last rep. So it's safer in a machine. A beginner that has never lifted weights, I recommend to start with a machine, so his body is getting used to the pressure, to the movements, and the body is getting used to the coordination. But at some point, you should always move to free weights. And it's also more challenging and more interesting, I think.
So the challenge or the goal is always to aim for free weights. However, for a safety point of view, if you're exercising by yourself, go with the machine, because that makes sure, well, that helps you with your form, doesn't it? That stops you wobbling the wrong way and stretching a muscle.
Yeah, exactly, at least for a beginner. I think the longer you train, the more you know your body, you know, when you get to your last one or two repetitions. So when you're advanced and you train alone, you should move to the free weights as well.
You can also send through text messages like Terry has done on 19 999 677 55 cents for a text if you'd like to do that. And Terry here asks a question about protein, and he says, hi Cindy and John, what is the best kind of protein to use for bodybuilding? I work on stage and really keen to use the best protein. What would you suggest?
So he's going to get ready for a competition.
It
I
looks
guess,
like it,
says,
yes.
He's working for stage.
Yeah.
This again depends how far ahead is your competition. So when are you stepping on stage? It's a difference if it's like a month ahead or 5 months ahead, because that then it depends in what kind of time you're training. Are you training right now for like building up muscle and size, or are you training for more definition and fat loss? If you're training for muscle gain and size, I recommend after training always a mix of protein and carbohydrates. If you're more working for losing fat, getting very, very lean, then you have to adapt the training, and in that or with that also your nutrition, which probably means you should reduce the intake of carbs and use more multi-proteins or different proteins.
So for those who are taking this to all the way, those who are going on stage, like Terry here, the text message, if you're going to be competing very soon, within a month, And you're probably more focused on draining the body of any fat, so you've got that super defined look. You'd need to cut out all of the carbohydrates, I guess, because you're getting rid of the fat. But if you're simply just trying to build muscle and get those as big as you can, because there is that time when you're stripping down to get ready for the stage where you can lose some muscle definition. So in that early stage, have the extra protein and carbohydrates after you've trained. And would that be right after you've trained? As soon as you've finished putting down your last weight, would you walk over and have that protein?
Yeah, I would always recommend after the gym, whether you're training for like definition or gain muscle, have your protein shake within 10 to maximum 15 minutes after finishing your training. Because when you finish with your last set and last repetition, your body is crying for nutrition. Because how can your muscles adapt and grow to the training if you don't feed it with the nutrition? Because your muscle grows with protein, with nutrition. If you don't feed your muscle, how does it grow?
That's a good point. We'll find out after the break exactly what kind of protein your muscles really do need. There are plenty out there. Let's see which one our guest, Cindy Landolt, suggests.
On 6PR, this is Perth Overnight with John Lewis.
Good morning. Here at 6PR this morning, we're joined by our fitness expert, personal trainer and fitness model as well, Cindy Landolt, joining us. And she's got lots of information to share with us. If you'd like to ask her a question, and you can ask anything from the ultimate to getting on stage and showing off your wares, if you like, or right up to the beginning, how do you start? Or maybe you've got a couple of exercises that you've often wondered if you're doing right or getting the most out of it. You can put that question through to Cindy on 922-11882. Or if you're listening to us online, you can always email, and I'll be checking those very quickly, even right now, John@6pr.com.au. John@6pr.com.au. Cindy, there's a question about protein. People have heard lots about protein shakes. And when you go along to the shops, there's plenty to choose from, and some of them are chocolate and vanilla, and I've seen strawberry ones as well. And oh, they look so much fun. There's the plain flavors. What do I look for? How do I know if I'm getting the good protein powder?
There is clearly a lot of really good brands and protein options you have. I think it's more important to know when you need which protein. I suggest that before you train that you use a whey protein. Maybe half an hour, 15 minutes before you start working out, you drink a whey protein shake, which is a fast-acting protein. So within 15 minutes, it's in your blood, and a few minutes later, it's in your muscle where you need the protein to work out. After the training, I suggest you use a multi-protein blend, which means you have fast-acting proteins, slow-acting proteins, so you're covering your body, or let's say your muscles, with all the important amino acids it needs after working out. And here I recommend, because I can see a lot of people, they're trying to get the best deal or the cheapest product. I think because you work for the perfect shape or the perfect body, don't save money and go for the cheapest product, because you need a really high-quality protein that gives your muscles the best.
Feed your body the best food is really what you're saying, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the same with normal nutrition and food. If you can get organic food or fresh products, get fresh products, get the best meat, get the best fish, and don't go for farmed products.
The idea of getting the best protein is a great idea, and of course you mentioned a few ways of looking at it. How do I actually see that on the packet? What makes me realize that the one I'm choosing is indeed a good quality?
Yeah, I mean, this is something, you have different brands in your store. Do some research before you go to the store. Maybe get an information booklet or sheet from the store. Look at the products they have. Read into it which product is good. Read reviews. There is so much information online now. it's really not difficult to find a good product. You always can email me and ask me which is the best product too.
I think that might be a good idea. Because as soon as we can find out the ones that you use, well, I think we'll all just use that. Cindy, should I be looking simply for a protein that doesn't have anything else other than protein? I've noticed some will include, can you believe it, some even include sugar.
Yeah, I mean, carbohydrates or sugar is not bad if you, for example, gain muscle, so you need a little bit of sugar in the protein. It is important that you know what you need. So that's why I said a lot of people, they go for the cheapest protein, and whey often is very cheap. Just don't save with that. Go for a protein that contains whey protein, casein protein, BCAAs, so different amino acids. Good proteins also contain a lot of vitamins and minerals. So just pick the top product you can get.
Are there some foods that we can get some good proteins out of? I know steak will give us plenty of good protein. Are there any surprises out there that perhaps we aren't aware of? I've heard that cottage cheese apparently can do quite well in times of emergencies.
Yeah, cottage cheese is a brilliant source of protein, but of course it's a cheese, so it contains a little bit more fat as well than if you would just go for a normal protein powder. But there is great nutrition with a lot of protein. Eggs, for example, is brilliant. Tofu is another kind of cheese, which is really good too. There is some Greek yogurts that contain good proteins too. So I think it is important that you get to know the foods. There is a lot of great protein bars as well. But with protein bars, you have to be careful because they often contain a lot of sugar. And if you want to lose weight and you eat a protein-rich bar that also contains a lot of sugar, you probably miss a little bit.
Oh, well, that's right. Yes, yeah, so that certainly can make a difference, can't it? We've got some friends actually watching us. Simon, who sent us an email earlier, said he's not only listening in, but he's watching as well, which probably isn't what Simon was hoping for, because he gets to see me. He may have been hoping to get to see you and get some inspiration. Now, for those, Cindy, who would like to see you and get the inspiration from you, because you really do, you are what you preach. You seem to be 100% having the ideal body shape that you've chosen to get and building it all the time. Yes. We can find out more about you on your website, right? On Cindy Training.
Yes. Yeah, my website is cindytraining.com. If you look for inspiration, I have lots of image galleries you can look at. And then I also describe how, like, the online training and personal training consultations work. So if you need more details in training programs, you can contact me directly.
And I like the idea that you will actually teach us through the internet, through Skype, for example, so we can look and talk to you face-to-face, and you can actually then demonstrate. You say, all right, well, this is how we use this particular weight or this particular machine. So it's very clear and very simple. It couldn't be easier, in fact.
Yeah, I just realized when I started to do what I do today that the interest and the people that are they are willing to learn and improve their training is so big. And I only can do one-to-one personal training in the area where I live. And like this, I can reach out to so many more people and I can help so many more individuals. And it doesn't matter where they're from. They can be from Australia, they can be from America, they can be from wherever they live. And with Skype, we can meet online, we discuss training plans, nutrition. And this way, I can be almost everywhere, which is great.
You can be everywhere. I like it. And it says running everywhere, but you can be there via the internet. Cindy, can you please help me out with my mum? She tells me, when I say to her, all right, mum, I'm off to the gym or I'm going to do some exercise, she says, if you really want to exercise, you can come round to my house and mow the lawn or vacuum the floor or paint the house. And I reckon she doesn't get it, but I don't know if I'm digging a hole for myself here. Is that exercise?
Well, I guess she's not wrong, because you're moving a lot. And you would support her, which is really good too, to help a mom. I guess it depends on your goals. Do you want to just burn some calories, be more active, then you can mend the lawn of your mom and all of your neighbors if you want that. But if you want to build up muscle, if you want to shape or reshape your bum or your belly or your shoulders or arms or whatever you want to work on your body, then you need to work with resistance. And therefore, you have to go to the gym and move some weights.
How important do you think it is to have a personal trainer compared to just having a go yourself? How much of a difference is? Do you reckon it'd be a 50% difference having a trainer or more?
It's really difficult to say. I mean, I think it's like some people don't need a personal trainer, and I think nowadays more and more people need a personal trainer that really knows what he or she is doing. And the reason is, no matter what we do nowadays, let's say we get a new computer, we get a specialist that comes home and installs the computer. If I have a problem with my shower is blocked or my toilet doesn't work anymore,
yes,
I call a specialist that fixes it. A personal trainer is here because he's specialized in training and nutrition, and he can guide you every time you train, and he can tell you, or she can tell you exactly what you have to do, how to, like, which position you have to be in to get the most out of the exercise, and. So I think a personal trainer is specialized in into your training, really.
Exactly. Yeah, that would make the difference. I have found it's always made the difference. Whenever you get a trainer, they know how to, freshen the exercise up. And this is, of course, what you can do as well, and what you do with us on this morning on the radio. And, of course, what you can do if for those who choose to give you a call on the internet or and get your training advice. And on other issues, which are always nice, Cindy, how is the fitness modeling going? Is that when you do those photo shoots, it seems like you're having a lot of fun. Are you going to try and tell us they're hard work, or is it truly a lot of fun?
Well, it's hard work can be a lot of fun. That's how I see it. I mean, it's just a different kind of work, because I know a lot of people think it's not so hard to just stand there and look good, but there is a lot of preparation going into a picture. There's just so much more behind than just standing there and look good. Because it's a photographer that has to know what he does with the camera. The model has to know how she or he should pose to give the image, the look they're looking for, if that makes sense. I like it. I like to be a personal trainer, and every now and then I can model for a great advertiser or something I really like to do, or for a great product. So it is great work, or it is hard work, but it's also great fun.
And like the rest of us, do you, let's get this out on the radio, do you, like the rest of us, pull your stomach in when you take a photograph?
I think we all do a little bit.
Hurry up and take the photograph. I can't stay like this forever. Not now. Cindy Landolt.
No, I guess we all... Yeah.
Well, you're right. Cindy Landolt, it's a pleasure talking to you. We've got our 6PR news not far away. Let's do this again. It's been a delight talking to you.
It was so much fun. Thank you, John.
Always a pleasure. You can find more from Cindy on her website, cindytraining.com, Cindy Training, and find out what life is like for Cindy and learn a lot from her, or even on the Facebook. But on the Facebook, it's a little different. You need to look for someone called Cinderella Landolt and look for Cindy Training, or you can find her on my Facebook page. Always a pleasure talking to a friend in Switzerland, and we've got more fun coming up in the next hour, and I understand a few of our friends want to join us on the program as well, and we've got a bit of travel for you, as if going to Switzerland isn't enough.